Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. This is a public hearing. It's a continuation of two other meetings that we're dealing with. City of Middleton, it's case number OR2025-0010. So with that, I'm going to have DSD staff bring us up to where we've been and where we're at this morning, and we'll go from there.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Amber Luter, and I will be presenting the area of impact proposal for the City of Middleton. On October 16, 2025, we discussed the background for the Idaho State Statute 67-6526 regarding the area of impact for the cities within the counties. The full Idaho State Statute 67-6526 can be found in Exhibit B1 of the staff report. The case was first heard on October 16, 2025, where staff and the applicant gave a presentation on how the city meets the criteria outlined in Idaho Code 67-6526. Staff made a recommendation of approval, subject to removing the parcels within city limits and past the 2-mile radius. Public testimony was heard and closed. The case was continued to October 29, 2025, where the case was once again continued with the direction from the board for the City of Middleton to reevaluate their proposed area of impact, to draw back from the north, and to provide a map with the City of Middleton's current entitlements and a new proposed area of impact. It was discovered that the City of Middleton's proposed area of impact split the Timber Hill subdivision, and staff directed the City of Middleton to remedy the subdivision. On November 6, the City of Middleton provided the documents that were requested, which I will now briefly go over to leave the City of Middleton to discuss in detail. The City of Middleton's initial request is as seen on the screens. The City of Middleton's current request includes bringing the northern boundary back to Purple Sage Road, removing the subdivisions that were being split to the west, and removing the parcels that were overlapped between the City of Caldwell to the south. As requested on the screen is now the map with the current entitlements the City of Middleton has in pink, with the newly proposed area of impact. The City of Middleton would like to address the slide regarding the wastewater treatment plant during their presentation. And as a reminder, per Idaho State Statute 67-6526-4A, there are 5 criteria that a city wishing to either establish, confirm, or modify the area of impact must provide evidence to support. Per state law 67-6526, in addition to that 5 criteria for the cities to establish an area of impact, there are 3 additional requirements. The board has the following options in making a decision for case OR2025-0010, Middleton's proposed area of impact. And thank you for your attention. I will now stand for any questions.
So you've been in communication with the City of Middleton with the map that we have in front of us, is that?
That is correct.
Okay, and they're ready to?
To speak on behalf of it, yes.
All right. Any other questions?
I don't have any, Chairman.
Okay, all right. If there's none, let's have the presenter for the City of Middleton then get up and give us explanation.
Thank you, Chairman Holton and Commissioners. Roberta Stewart, Planning Director for the City of Middleton, City Hall 1103 West Main Street, Middleton.
Let me interrupt you just for a second. The chair is proceeding on the assumption that only the people that have been sworn in before in this continuing public hearing is still sworn in, and we're receiving no additional input from the public. So with that note, you can continue. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm coming up here to start at 2 points. First of all, to just expand on what Ms. Luter said about our new perimeter boundary, but also to set the record straight on some information that I gave you last time. So if so that is the right boundary. Just to let you know, on the western boundary by I-84, we're still following a sewer shed that matches our long-term sewer planning. But we did pull back not only on the hillside subdivision where we were slicing a subdivision in half, but we found a couple other ones that were just slightly there, and we pulled those back or made sure that the whole subdivision was either in or out. We left the southern boundary exactly as it was prior. We did bring the boundary, northern boundary, back to Purple Sage, as you know. The eastern boundary, that was actually determined in a full election, at least north of Highway 44. And so that would appear to be appropriate for that area all the way down south to the river. So I didn't come here alone, and we might need to swear in another person, but I gave you wrong information, and I'd like to apologize for that. I misunderstood on our sewer treatment costs. I gave you right information on the phasing and how many EDUs we would gain with each phase. 1,800 with the first phase, 2,400 with the second phase, and then 1,200 with the next phase. You all know now I can't do math. It's not 6,400, it's 5,400. But also, I did misunderstand, and I'm very sorry about that. I can't blame anybody else. I wish I could. The $78 million only covered phase one and the first 1,800 EDUs. And so there, I just wanted to correct that. But more importantly, I brought somebody who knows, lives, eats, and breathes this stuff. And it is the director of our public works. His name is Jason Van Gilder. He is the person that really should be addressing many of these issues. And if we have your permission, I would love to have him sworn in, and he could give you the information you really need. As a planner, I'm kind of spread thin. I'm the only planner in the city. I have no assistants, so I don't always know exactly what's going on in our public works department. So I brought the man who does know.
We'll discuss it for a second. Is there anything else that you would like to share?
No, just that I needed to apologize for that.
Okay. What's your opinion?
Did you speak at the first hearing? You haven't spoken all
night.
I think we need to swear him in.
Do you? I think that I've been through a judicial confirmation before. This is about facility plans, engineering criteria, and determination higher than a current public works director. Not that his information wouldn't be informative, but we're talking a 5-year window, and the judicial confirmation has kind of been a thing that's a part of this, and so we're talking about a planning window. And so I'm not as eager to hearing, but I'm just one of three votes. So that's where I stand.
Chairman.
Yes.
And I appreciate your sentiments. I did have people from the Middleton community ask me at the end of the last time we met, will there be additional new testimony? And I assured them that there would not, because we had closed public testimony. There was an opportunity, and I have so much respect for Mr. Van Gilder. I've been there when he made the proposal at the Middleton City Council. But given, thank you for correcting the information on the record. I had a chance to listen to the judicial confirmation. I have information that I need to move forward. I want to be true to what I promised people, the way that this process would work. I would not be in favor of reopening that, because we would need to reopen it, in my humble opinion, to hear testimony based on the costs all over again. And this is, I believe, the third time that we've met. And so there was opportunity for city leadership, and I get it. But having Mrs. Stewart provide clarification on the record regarding the cost for the first phase is all the confirmation I need with the new maps to be able to move forward, and that maintains the integrity of the process.
Rebuttal or Tom?
I'm good to get out of the way of the bus. So.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, is there any other follow-up that you would like to put on the record?
None for that, other than that was already discussed in the very first proceeding, that when all the EDUs come on, and it'll be 5,400 more, it'll be a total of 13,467 EDUs, we already discussed that, for a population of 40,000 people, and that was mentioned in the very first. It's already on the record, but just a reminder, that's what the phases 1, 2, and 3 will get us.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Brooke, is there any other hearing before we close public testimony, the rest of the testimony, and start our deliberations?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
And for you?
No, Chairman, I move that we close public testimony.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Public testimony is closed. We're going to start our deliberations and move from there. Who would like to start?
Chairman.
Yes.
I am looking at the map that's been provided of the entitlements for the sewer, proposed area impact with subdivisions in process. And what we've asked each of the cities to do was to draw this back, as you've already indicated, to an area that's manageable within 5 years. I have consistently heard the concerns from citizens and the promises by city leadership that they ran on a no growth for this community. I'm just going to cut to the chase, and in looking at this map, I am in favor of drawing the west boundary back to Emmett Road and drawing that as just a straight line all the way down to Emmett Road. That would cut that whole portion off. I'm also in favor, as we look at the northern boundary along Purple Sage, appreciate the drawback there. I think that preserves a lot of that ag. The line, it's not labeled with the road, but where the city jurisdictional boundary is on North Middleton. So the first road over, it's not Duff, it's in between North Middleton Road and Duff. I don't know what that is. Taking that across and then down, it's a little bit of a, it's mostly a rectangle on there going over to Kingsbury, but drawing all that back, is that still significant amounts of space that they would have to be able to serve. But if we look inside the blue, lighter areas of impact that are proposed, there's still a lot of ground that they could do for infill. That was important to the people that were here the last time. I'm also in favor of looking at Highway 44 and everything south of 44. And I know that there's been preparation. So in fairness, the ability to serve the subdivision that's included in the Urban Renewal District along Middleton Road has not taken place within the 3 or 4 years since that Urban Renewal Project was approved. So I'm open to what my fellow commissioners are interested in doing, but to take that from Kingsbury, moving east to Middleton Road, and removing that with the exception of that will serve, that's already, those entitlements are in place. That is commensurate with what we've done on other cities and drawing that back while still allowing for growth.
Commissioner Brooks.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, I didn't follow what you proposed for the northeast.
Right. And so thank you for the question, Commissioner Brooks. I'm proposing here down over to remove that from an area of impact, and then Highway 44 down, and then this is the area where they've provided for the subdivision that has been on hold for, this is owned by Randy Woods, and so that's been in waiting for several years. But all of this would be difficult, in my humble opinion, to serve that within 5 years. And then just drawing this down, and these must be all administrative land divisions and county approved subdivisions in there. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Commissioner Van Beek, that is correct. They are county subdivisions done either by the subdivision process, conditional use permit, or the administrative splits.
Yeah. And Chairman, just as an additional note, there was a proposal for a county subdivision in west of that Emmett Road, in between that and Freeze Out, and the topography on there, as city services were contemplated, it was decided that it was not feasible because of the topography. So, and there were landowners at that time when we heard that, that were not, I know that changes, but they were adamantly opposed to allowing city to come through there, which would block that access. That could have changed if we didn't receive comments that that would be different. We are making decisions based on the information that we have in front of us. Thank you.
Mr. Brooks.
Mr. Chairman, what is the, what's the north-south road between Middleton and Duff? Basically to the east of the... That intersects Willis. Are you, Commissioner Van Beek, are you wanting to stop at Willis, or are you wanting to go to the property boundaries that are in the blue and pink map? Do you want to take it right to those, or do you?
Right. So my proposal was this, and Willis Road, I think, yes, runs here.
Yes.
So that would be a clean line. That would be easy. We've already got sewer here and areas of impact or city properties here that are contiguous. So this is my proposal to cut it at Willis, eliminate that rectangle.
Wanting to keep Willis the northern boundary on the east side?
Yes. Chairman, if I could, just for the public, we're discussing the map that was given to us today and making our own hand areas on there.
And commissioners, right here, where you are looking to cut it. Mm-hmm. That is not a road, it is a parcel, but I do have the parcel number, and so for the record, we could cut it at that parcel number.
Thank you.
I guess that begs the question too, does Willis, is that a thoroughfare? Is that an actual full road, east and west? Because one of these maps, the sewer map here I'm looking at, shows that it stops at Duff.
It does.
So, Commissioner Van Beek, I would propose then that we just take it right to the parcel boundaries of the pink and purple parcels that have been, what do you call them, illuminated on the map.
And we're talking, was it, would it be helpful if I went up there and you direct us?
Sure.
Okay.
Because Willis is not a road that just cuts all the way straight across to U's.
Okay.
So just bring it straight down to the boundary lines right there.
Oh, I see, okay. Okay, so you're drawing it back to these city limit jurisdictional boundaries, okay. I'm fine.
Knowing full well, looking at the sewer map, that if any of those parcels contiguous want to annex, they're fully able to, whether or not they're included in the area of impact map or not.
I appreciate the detail on that, thank you, I would be in support of that.
And then also looking at the water and sewer map to the southeast, I think your proposal makes sense.
Okay. And that includes making the line up Middleton Road and then over? Is it, yeah, I think Amber has the idea, then dropping down and then heading back west. Did you want the jurisdictional boundary?
I think it just needs to follow, yeah, what's either in process or already annexed.
Okay.
If that's what you want.
Yeah.
Go with. Yes.
For the same
where that red dot is going, yes.
And that makes.
Yeah, because there's, at least the map that we were provided doesn't show much capacity over there or activity, so.
Yeah. I would support that as well.
I personally have a little bit of reservation with that. I'd rather that they keep some integrity with the line that was negotiated with the city of Caldwell rather than completely pull that back. I think Middleton is in a...
So you mean at the river?
What's that? So in other words, I just go straight down and follow that. Commissioner Van Beek.
Oh, I see.
I just go straight down and follow that.
Oh, because the brown is Caldwell City.
Right, because we've asked both municipalities to negotiate a boundary, and that was a negotiated boundary.
Well, that begs the question then, that's Duff heading south, but Duff does not go all the way.
Yeah, but it'll follow.
So are we going to split a parcel, or?
From what I can see, it from the vague lines on my map, it follows a boundary line unless staff. See it differently. And again, we don't have to do the exact line. We can give staff our desire, and then they can research it and follow the boundary lines and make it definable and defensible.
Commissioner, yep. It follows a section line.
It follows a section line. That's what I thought.
And Chairman.
Yep.
Just for conversation on Middleton Road in that area that we're talking about, there's a lot of gravel pits in there. And it's where that little flag is out, that's the along Middleton Road. If you go up north, over, west, no, you're going the wrong direction.
Yeah, it'd be inclusive of all of that area.
And I understand what you're saying, Chairman.
Has significant impact to their urban renewal plan and all that. It's way, to me, it feels way too close than just to cut them open.
And I would need to have clarification. I don't think that is the area of their urban renewal. I think their urban renewal is.
No, I know it's not that area of the urban renewal.
Okay.
It would impact it because it's close. The development just outside of that would be impactful.
Yeah, and there's an excavated pond there, and then there's a gravel pit. Idaho Sand and Gravel have asked, and there is no closure date on that pit,
right.
Which is unfortunate.
Right.
That would be messy, in my humble opinion, and then we start to run into an area of archaeological significance in there with Ward Massacre Park. That would need some kind of an evaluation in there, an additional evaluation.
I agree, but it wouldn't matter whether that's the city of Caldwell or the city of Middleton.
Yes.
And what I'm trying to do is honor a little bit of the city's goals of having their area that's their city. If we take this away, Caldwell will just march right up to their city limits.
Yeah. And Chairman, we just approved the AOI for Caldwell, and I can see what you're saying. I'm trying to talk that out so that people follow what we're doing.
Okay.
So that brown area to the south that Amber's got highlighted there, if you go north, right, go over just a little bit, Amber, to the east.
That's west.
So if you go up in that area there.
It's very small on this.
It is.
But.
But that's been negotiated. That line right there has been negotiated. So I'm saying I'm uncomfortable to arbitrarily mitigate the negotiation that the two municipalities have done. Let it stand, and they could potentially be able to sewer that in the next 5 years.
What's the road that your pointer is on that runs east and west, Amber?
The bottom line is Lincoln.
There, thank you. And Chairman, that's what I'm saying. That area is really kind of a no man's land. It'll have to be, have some reclamation plan for that area because of the extensive mining that's taken place down there, even close to the river. If a city could claim it and reclaim it, there are a couple of houses that are county houses down there. That's an area that probably we need to have our development services director help us evaluate to know how we would mediate. Really, it's a huge scar. It's kind of a blight in that area that right now there's no plan. The ground north of this area, as is indicated, has the sewer service that used to be owned by the Galvins, and I can see that they've got plans to serve that. I don't know how either Caldwell or Middleton would serve that parcel, given that it is devastating what's been done to the ground there. So I appreciate your intent as the mayor of the city. You do understand, have a very good understanding, and I appreciate and respect the leadership you've given in Greenlee. I would be interested to know what Commissioner Brooks thinks about that. We're just negotiating, trying to figure out if that would be best as county, and then Middleton has the ability because of the sewer if they wanted to annex. So for the same reasons that Commissioner Brooks outlined, whoever would serve that, it would be challenging and expensive.
Or either city?
Either city.
What say you, Commissioner Brooks?
We are tasked with what can be served within the next 5 years, correct?
Correct. Reasonably be served.
It could be, but it won't.
Okay.
Because of the gravel beds. I mean, there's, I think between Idaho Materials and Nampa Paving, that pretty much that whole chunk is.
And Sunrock is back there as well, mining.
Yeah. I think what you said obviously makes sense for the bottom line, the boundary, but I can't get to the point where I can say, yeah, within the next 5 years it's going to be able to be served with water and sewer and actually done and annexed.
Right.
So if you have some way of overcoming that.
The criteria doesn't say about annexed. It says, could city services reasonably service the area? So I'm not going to allow you to step it up on the conditions. So in other words, a city could come. I mean, Middleton is going to have to come back, obviously, compared to what we're discussing and what they initially started out with. If they want to continue to head towards what they started out with, they're going to have to bring back engineering details and budgets of how they're going to do that in 5 years. Whatever they're going to change from whatever we decide, because we're pulling it back so far. So those details will have to be fought. We just have to be able to feel that we are comfortable with the reduction of what we're talking about and believe that they could sewer it reasonably, sewer it in 5 years. So I was attempting to keep the negotiated boundary between city, between the cities, if we could at all. And obviously, if that area has been mined down, is being mined out, then the actual building sites, building envelopes are significantly reduced because there is a lot of surface water. There's a lot of water on the surface, unless you want to build houseboats, I suppose. But it's traditionally not done in Canyon County. So there's far less houses that would be served in that area, significantly less.
Commissioners, I apologize. Point of clarification, the criteria 676524B does say likely to be annexed to the city within the next 5 years.
Thanks for correcting. All right.
Chairman, I would submit to that on that sportsman's access, which is right in this area of the gravel pits that we're talking about, that was mined at a level that the Idaho power poles running service through there are in the water. They're down and they have not been fixed. That's been about a 5 year. I guess they've rerouted the service of that somewhere, but you'll have riparian corridors. I've seen bald eagles along that corridor, deer and all kinds of animals. So until there's a clearly defined plan on how that's going to be managed, we heard NAMPA's plan and their financial investment and what appears to be a capitalized program for strategic growth. I do not see that here. And with the additional information that $78 million only covers the pink, if I understand it correctly, that's going to be a stretch.
All right. Do a quick math here. Okay, so it's two against one, so where would you like it to go?
Chairman, I would like to have staff bring back a revised map showing the areas that we've identified and the reduction and what that looks physically like on paper. Commissioner Brooks can put his input in.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to confirm, you didn't mention anything about the western boundary along Emmett Road.
For, oh, he, you mean the chairman?
Chairman, yeah.
Yeah.
If it was up to me, I would, that's the easiest sewer out of all of it, and I would keep the proposed all the way to their western boundary south of 44. But if you two are uncomfortable with that, I would mitigate to whatever we can all three agree on.
I'm curious why you think that you would want to do that.
Because you can extend service lines that have minor lifts mm-hmm. in them far cheaper and quicker than you can with complicated arterials that have to centrally collect and lift down to there and go to another arterial. It's just the geography.
Okay.
In terms,
yes.
I would say to the stub for the city services, if I understand it correctly, ends, it's stubbed right there at Middleton High School, and then there was a county-approved subdivision right across the street, which is directly in the path of extending that service. So you have a gap on Emmett Road that goes west. I hear what you're saying with the ability to serve on sewer.
Isn't that north of 44 though?
It is.
He's wanting to keep south of 44.
I see, my mistake.
Going to the west.
So if you two can't support that, then we'll do whatever.
And to Commissioner Brooks' point, these are images on a paper that if the city can serve them, they can annex them and provide service to them.
It's just the working together on long-range plans is what we're talking about.
Mr. Chairman, where that shares a boundary with, now that I sound hypocritical versus my last argument, but that one is a significant boundary with the city of Caldwell and along Highway 44. I could go along with your argument on that one.
Okay, all right.
And then Commissioner Brooks, from Purple Sage down to 44 on the west side, so freeze out Emmett Highway 44, if you're in favor of taking that out of the area of impact as proposed, as I proposed?
I'm okay with it in large part because sewer is all the way to Emmett, and if somebody to the west of Emmett Road wants to annex in, it's no large feat to make that happen, so
okay.
I don't have a whole lot of heartache leaving that out and knowing full well they could hop the road and annex.
Okay, so I guess I can see that your western boundary is pretty identified by this point. So I'm going to start here on the southwest boundary. So we're going to come up and follow just what the map shows. We're going to go over to here. We're going to follow that straight north. We agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to stay on the south, starting at the south of this one corner here. We're just going to follow this. Question is, past this point, you guys are talking about nixing that. Give me an alternative that you could follow through there. I'm not clear.
Wouldn't it have to be Middleton Road? Middleton Road up to what's already been annexed right there?
Well, if you follow Middleton Road, you're leaving out annexed ground that's already been annexed.
That's what I'm saying, is follow Middleton Road up to what's been annexed and then follow that boundary.
It, that doesn't go up, it just comes back clear over here and follows the railroad
yes.
right away up to there. You okay with that?
I'd just follow that, yes.
Can you point that out again, Chairman?
Yeah. So he's saying bring the boundary up to here,
mm-hmm.
follow to here,
mm-hmm.
around up to here. And you're going to go up to here and then follow this?
Yes, sir.
Like that, go up to Highway 44? Okay. We okay with that?
I think so.
All right. Now, past this point, can we follow the highway, or do you need to go up and follow arbitrary property lines?
I can follow the highway. There's sewer all over it.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
So we're going to follow this boundary up to here, somewhere in there. And we're going to follow the highway over to Kingsbury.
No, but just follow the top of the parcel once
you're
going to
follow the parcel tops from there over. Is that what you're proposing?
More or less.
And are you going to go over to this section line that you could follow easily up to here? Are you going to follow it all the way inside here?
I'm in support of the section line.
So we're going to, who's ever following this, we're going to turn right here and follow the section line straight north to Purple Sage.
I'm in favor of that.
And then we'll come over here and we're going to meet where we came up before. That sound good?
It does, Chairman.
Yes. All right. What I would, I guess I want to make a couple statements. And this is for myself, so it's all three of us, me, myself, and I. Middleton has caught themselves in a quandary. I have sort of been there, and I had to go do a judicial confirmation. And I'm painfully aware of what those conditions and rules are. And I'm concerned that Middleton follow the judicial decree to the nth letter of the decision. And the nth letter of the decision is, it has a wiggle room in it. it's called that additional capacity can be incidental, but it can't be planned on. And typically, engineering-wise, that's 15%. So 15% of the theoretical 6,000 EDU system is 900. That's not very much additional EDUs in a map this large. So for Middleton to be able to demonstrate that they have the capacity to do greater than what we've just decided upon, they're going to have to bring us back engineering, facility, planning studies. They're going to have to be able to show us a budget and how they're going to pay for it. Or they're going to have to show us that a whole bunch of developers have come by and have deposited into their coffers the financial wherewithal to do these millions of dollars of additional extensions to their lines. I haven't seen that in any of these presentations. I've heard of plans for growth when the mayor ran for no growth. So I've been a mayor. I am a mayor. A mayor can say a lot of things until the council votes the opposite. They call them council meetings. They don't call them mayor meetings, because Idaho statute determined that mayors help run the meeting, but at the end of the day, the councilmen vote for it, unless it's a tie. Then the mayor gets to break a tie. It doesn't happen very much in a mayor's lifetime. So I'm a little bit frustrated that I had to curtail significantly. It had to be, I'm a part of curtailing significantly Middleton's plan that they brought to me. That puts me personally in an uncomfortable spot, but I didn't choose to make the plan that they made before me. And the burden of proof is upon the applicant, and this commissioner has not been satisfied with the burden of proof. And so I'm comfortable, I did not get my way, but I'm comfortable with what we as three commissioners have agreed upon on an arbitrary setback. I think it's defendable. I think if Middleton chooses to appeal this direction that we're going, I don't see the grounds for it, because they didn't have the documentation to begin with. So we've done the best we can do. It's a legislative decision with the best information we have at hand. And it'll please some, it'll anger others. It's land use. Nobody gets tickled pink. Somebody gains a little bit, somebody loses a little bit. At the end of the day, it's an area of impact. It's a planning area. And I'll remind the public again, I hope we've learned this. The county has absolutely no authority or anything to do with annexation. Solely a city's discretion, period. Does an AOI have an incidental impact on that? It's argumentable that it does, but if I was a developer, I wouldn't put any money in the bank about it. It's arbitrary. It's planning. And planning can go left or right, just like our decisions about this boundary line. So I wish Middleton City the best. I wish you population the best. I would strongly encourage you to temper down the dialogue and attempt to communicate on a good level where you're each hearing each other. Maybe you can't ever agree, I don't know. But for the sake of the county, for the sake of your area, try to work together to come out with the best possible outcome. Just like this area map boundary today, I certainly didn't get my way, and that's okay. You're certainly not going to all get your way, and that's okay, but attempt to do the best you can do and create the best quality of life you can possibly get. That's the goal, I would say. And I encourage you all to do that very much. Comments? What do you?
Well stated, Mr. Chairman.
Good words, Chairman, thank you. And I want to go back to part of what's been included in this discussion was the ordinance that was passed by City Council. I have not heard that that's been repealed. I can only operate on information, not futuristic, this will happen. So like everyone, the biggest room in the house is room for improvement, but there's some leadership issues and decisions that need to be made before this decision-making body could move forward. I am not here to overstep what the mayor stated that she ran on.
Okay. I really appreciate all of the public that's turned out for this. I wish it could have all been done in an afternoon and wouldn't have had to interrupt your lives, but this is complicated and it's important that we do it best and we do it right, even if it takes 3 or 4 meetings. And it's probably going to take one more meeting, because what we're going to have to do is we're going to vote on this concept and then we're going to direct staff to draw it out so it's legally follows the boundary per state statute, doesn't split up any parcels, and then they're going to have to bring that back as an official map, and then we will approve what we've theoretically drawn out today. So, any other discussion?
I don't have any, Chairman.
No, Mr. Chair.
Then I make a motion that we direct staff to come back with a map that is drawn out following legitimate boundary lines per statute off of the conceptual that we've done during this hearing, and that we're going to need another date, Jenin, to continue this to review that and then do a final approval. So I'd make a, well, I'll need a date. Let's get a date and I'll put it in the motion.
How far out do you want to go? Do you want to go next?
I would feel comfortable to do another one. Otherwise, I feel like the people who weren't here to see that, how are these people going to accurately describe that? I would feel uncomfortable with not having another meeting to officially review it and approve it. That's me.
Okay.
I know you're for one less meeting always, and I appreciate that about you. It's a good thing most of the time. Yes, Jenna?
How far out do you guys want to go? Do you want it like next Monday afternoon?
A week.
A week?
A week's good.
A week is perfect.
Yeah. So we could do next Monday afternoon. Is it open?
We could do like 2 o'clock.
Yeah. It shouldn't be a very long meeting.
And do you want to do it in here or in our meeting room?
You guys will fill the room up. Are y'all going to be back?
Yes.
I'm killing you, Smalls. All right. Let's have it in here then. I'd rather that it be comfortable and everybody has a place to sit. So in my motion that we continue this till 10 o'clock on this coming Monday, that 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
2 o'clock. On the next coming Monday, and the date?
November 24th.
24th. All right, November 24th at 10 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
It takes a team to keep me going. All right. 2 o'clock. On the 24th in this room to continue this and review the final on the map. That's my motion.
I will second.
All right. Discussion. Motion has been made. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. With that, let's consider ourselves.
I
just
general
this.
I apologize.
No problem.
So just for the record, the updated materials that the applicant provided will be Exhibit E1.
Okay.
And the map that we drew out today until we get an official one
right. Will
be Exhibit F1.
F1. So when the public goes on, tell them they're looking for Exhibit F1 for them to know. Okay. Thank you. That's important. I appreciate it. You can vote again. All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right. We are adjourned.